Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Tiger Woods started strong, but can he finish? This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The British Open got underway Thursday at Liverpool, and ESPN began its coverage at 4 a.m. USA Eastern Time, 2 hours after play had begun in England, but exactly when Tiger Woods was teeing off. That's the power Woods still has on golf. And Tiger obliged by turning a poor start, making bogey on his first two holes, into a strong back nine in which he made 5 birdies in a span of 6 holes. Woods finished 3 under par and is certainly in position to break his 6-year drought of winning a major championship. He is still gaining strength and stamina after back surgery that kept him out of the Masters and U.S. Open. But he likens himself to an aging Michael Jordan, having to play smarter than harder at 38 and only his 3rd competitive round of golf in the last year. But the biggest difference between Woods today and yesteryear is that his intimidation factor is gone, just as presence in a tournament gave him a multi-stroke advantage on most players. But in the years of his personal woes and physical rehabilitation, a new breed of golfer has emerged who does not fear Tiger. The leader is Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy, who won his first major at 22 and was 6 under par after the first day. Besides great golfers like Martin Kaymer and Adam Scott, who have won majors in Tiger's absence, the leaderboard is dotted with names like Manassero, Koepka, and the Molinari brothers, who sound like something out of The Godfather. Point is, these guys are confident and can hit it a mile, and while they respect Woods for having been number one in the world all those years, they seem to play their games without looking over their shoulders. Woods has the modern-day problem that Palmer, Nicklaus, and Player never faced, much more competition from the young guns of golf. For Tiger to be the British Open champion come Sunday night, he has to play 3 more rounds as good or better than he did Thursday. He faces a large field with veterans like Phil Mickelson and Jim Furyk, and a gang of youngsters who want to establish their own place in the game. In short, Tiger doesn't have to just return to his old form. He has to be better than ever. And that's a very tough assignment for an aging superstar on the mend who doesn't hit it as far and doesn't intimidate his opponents as he once did. This is Archansky. See ya.